This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. COVID-19, Omicron subvariants. What is to be done? I welcome Dr. Henry Miller, a physician of the Pacific Research Institute, guiding me to the early days of understanding these subvariants and what it means to those of us who are vaccinated, doubly vaccinated, triply vaccinated, four vaccinations, what it means that Omicron is in the world. And while sometimes it's asymptomatic, other times, anecdotally, it comes and then it comes again. And then it comes again, no matter your vaccines. And each time you can talk about it being a bother, I'm exhausted for 24 hours, but the risks grow. Henry, a very good evening to you. The risks grow. That's what I learned from Eric Topol. How do they grow, Henry? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. We've been at this for a long time, and there was room for optimism for a while, but lately I feel like a prophet of gloom and doom. What we've seen is continuing evolution of the virus from the original Wuhan strain to Alpha and through Delta and to Omicron and the various subvariants of Omicron. And we're now up to Omicron BA.4 and BA.5, which are really bad actors. They're very transmissible, very, very infectious. And worst of all, they're pretty resistant to immunity that's been conferred by either the vaccines or by previous infection with other coronavirus variants. So, and what we're finding is that therefore that people are prone to reinfection. If they've been infected once or twice previously, they can be infected again with these new subvariants. That has dire implications because there are effects, there are cumulative effects of these subsequent infections. So the recent data indicate that with reinfection, there's a doubling of all-cause mortality and cardiovascular and pulmonary outcomes, and a triple risk of hospitalization with reinfection. And even worse, with more than one reinfection, the probability of these dire outcomes increases still more. And many people are being reinfected once or even twice. It's really quite bad. The feds and most state public health officials are pretty much missing in action. And we really need, I think, to go back to mask mandates and vaccine mandates, even though it's pretty unpalatable for many of the public.
The Omicron subvariants, especially BA.4, BA.5, are they noticeably more transmissible than BA.1 and BA.2.121?
They're somewhat more transmissible than the other Omicrons, but much, much more transmissible than the previous iterations of the SARS-CoV-2. And people have sort of been lulled into thinking that they understand what they need to do and what the probabilities are of being infected by these bugs. But the threat, the probability of being infected is much, much greater with BA.4 and 5.
Anecdote, Henry, I traveled to Manhattan for a luncheon, and I stood in Grand Central. It's crowded. It's nice, because I remember Grand Central being empty in the worst of it, 2020 and 2021. Young people everywhere, good for them. But about half of the people I saw transversing Grand Central, going to their trains, meeting each other, were masked. The other half were not. Same on the subway, riding uptown and downtown. Half are masked, half are not. There's no particular rule about how old they are or where they're going. and those half unmasked, they're taking risks, correct, Henry? They're gambling with their health, thinking if I get it again or get it for the first time, it'll be a couple of bad days and I can keep going. Is that what's going on?
That is what's going on. But there's more to it than that, John. They're also gambling with your health, because even if you're wearing two masks, as I know you do when you're traveling on public transportation, it's more likely that they're going to expose you to an infectious dose. It's all probabilities. One virus particle that will not cause you to be infected. But the infectious dose, which is probably in the millions, varies from person to person, depending on the target's susceptibility and vulnerabilities. And so by virtue of these other people not wearing masks, they're increasing the likelihood that others are going to be exposed to an infectious dose. And that's why I think we really need to come down on requiring more masking.
Yes, N95, KN95 masks. Henry, I've had four Moderna vaccines spaced correctly, 6 months apart. Is that a significant factor at all for Omicron 4 and 5?
It is somewhat. We don't really quite know on average how much it reduces susceptibility. It certainly does appear to reduce susceptibility to hospitalization and death, but it's not clear how much it protects from infection and therefore from some of these sequelae, persistent symptoms of long COVID, for example.
Another interpretation, the original Alpha and then Delta, both are associated with this mystery disease now called long COVID, which can be asymptomatic or not. Is long COVID associated with the Omicron subvariants?
It certainly is. We don't know the frequency yet because the new variants are so new. And by definition, long COVID symptoms need to be present for at least 4 weeks after the initial acute infection in order to be diagnosed. It certainly does exist to some degree, but we don't know quite how much yet. But long COVID is a threat not only to individuals' health and well-being, but also to our health system and our economy going forward, because it does prevent people from functioning normally, and it can be very, very disabling, kind of like chronic fatigue syndrome.
You have written of Paxlovid rebound. What is that, Henry?
Well, Paxlovid rebound is becoming of more interest. Tony Fauci is currently experiencing it. The way it manifested in him was pretty typical. He became symptomatic with COVID-19, tested positive, and immediately began Paxlovid, which needs to be taken very soon after symptom onset. It's a five-day course, and his symptoms diminished. Then after he stopped the drug, the symptoms rebounded, hence the term rebound. And this is seen occasionally, not commonly, I would say, but occasionally between about 2 days and 10 days after the symptoms subside on the Paxlovid. Now, interestingly, Fauci has started a second course of Paxlovid to try to knock down the rebound, even though that second course is not officially recommended by the FDA. But I would do it if I were to suffer Paxlovid rebound as well.
Final concern, Henry, just 30 seconds. Omicron 5, is that the end of it or unknown?
It's almost surely not the end of it. Darwinian evolution is a very, very potent force. And as long as there are so many cases of COVID-19 around, and we're seeing perhaps 500,000 a day currently, that provides ample opportunity for the virus to mutate and for Darwinian evolution to select for new subvariants that are highly transmissible and that are resistant to immunity.
Dr. Henry Miller, the Pacific Research Institute. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.